Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And this time I'm joined by Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello Alice, how are you?
Hi Tovia, I'm well thank you. How are you today?
I'm not too bad, thank you very much. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part in research around young people and unemployment, join in a workshop to help make a difference in your local community, and a reminder about how you can feedback to the RNIB about your cinema experience as a visually impaired person. Alice, we're going to start with that research around unemployment.
So a team of researchers in the Sociology Department at the University of Warwick are exploring the journeys of visually impaired young people into unemployment. The team are looking to speak to blind and partially sighted young people aged 18 to 30 years in England or Wales who are not currently in education or employment. The researchers are particularly interested in speaking to young people from a working class or socially disadvantaged background. Taking part would involve a one-hour interview either online or over the phone. During the interview, you will be asked about your visual impairment, your school experience, and any work experience you may have had. And as a thank you for your time, you will be given a £20 Love to Shop voucher. If you are interested in taking part or you would like to find out more, please contact Anharad Butler Rees at anharad.butler-rees@warwick.ac.uk, or you can phone 02476 522 034. So once again, to get involved, you can email anharad.butler-rees@anharad.butler-rees, spelled anharad.butler-rees@warwick.ac.uk, or alternatively, you can phone 02476 522 034.
Now to a training opportunity to help you make a difference in your local area.
Yeah, so if you'd like to know more about how your local council works and how you can make a difference in your local community, then you should consider signing up for RNIB's free online training session, Working with Your Local Council. The workshop will include an introduction to the structure of local government, the responsibilities of your local council, and how you can influence local decision making. The training session is open to all, and you can join either online or via the phone. The next workshop will be taking place on Thursday, the 26th of October at 5:30 p.m, and we anticipate the workshop to last approximately 2 hours. To sign up, please contact Rebecca Swift, RNIB Regional Campaigns Officer for the West Midlands, at rebecca.swift@rnib.org.uk. So that email once again is rebecca.swift@rnib.org.uk.
Finally, Alice, a reminder about how you can share your opportunities of going to the cinema as a visually impaired person.
Yeah, so if you're like me and you enjoy going to the cinema and you'd like to help RNIB understand your experience, then this is the perfect opportunity for you. You may remember my colleague Gemma talking about this opportunity in our last Connect Voices roundup, but our media, culture and immersive technologies team are still looking for more people to join their virtual focus group. So if this opportunity sounds interesting to you at all, you should definitely consider signing up. During the focus group, the team would like to learn more about your experience of going to the cinema, from finding out about accessible screenings to the audio description provided. The focus group will be on Thursday, the 26th of October, from 3 to 4:30 p.m. To register your interest and for any questions, please email broadcasting@rnib.org.uk. So that email once again is broadcasting@rnib.org.uk.
Alice, where can listeners go to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and get involved in other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
So you can join our online Connect Voices Facebook group, and this is where we post about all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day. We also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can simply search for RNIB Connect Voices. If you have any questions, then please feel free to drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which happens on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And if you'd like to listen again, you can find this clip on Audioboom or Spotify by simply searching Connect Voices.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Toby.